James Kennedy Ministries presents Truths That Transform.
For decades, the left has dubiously claimed to be advancing the cause of women. But their Marxist ideology is now actively harming women.
Title IX was enacted to give girls a fair shake in athletics, in schooling, in academics, and so on and so forth. And what we're seeing is a complete reversal.
We take you inside the left's assault on women and shed light on their plan to remake our culture. And we'll show you what you can do to help stop it on today's Truths That Transform. Welcome to Truths That Transform, a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries, where we are standing for truth and defending your freedom. A central goal of today's Marxist left is to undo traditional societal structures like marriage, family, and even biological sex, seeing these gifts of God as somehow oppressive institutions. This cultural revolution mows down everything in its path, and it's eventually coming for each of us. On today's program, you'll find out how you can help stop it. And you'll discover how much of today's culture war is really a battle over words, a war the far left has been winning handily. As we begin, over the past decade, our nation has been cast into the throes of gender confusion. People regularly announce their preferred pronouns, and new pronouns have even been invented for those who feel they cannot be defined by the categories of male and female. But as our cultural elites insist that there is no biological basis for manhood and womanhood, they are putting biological women in a perilous spot. Dr. Jerry Newcomb brings us this report.
Transgender medicine is a very complex and nuanced field.
America is being inundated by the transgender movement, where biological males are claiming to be female, and vice versa. For example, Dr. Rachel Levine, who is transgender, was nominated by the Biden administration for a top position in the Department of Health and Human Services.
Do you support the government intervening to override the parent's consent to give a child puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and/or amputation surgery of breasts and genitalia?
Well, Senator, thank you for your interest in this question. Transgender medicine is a very complex and nuanced field with robust research and standards of care that have been developed.
Dr. Levine never gave an answer to the question, yet was confirmed by the Senate to this key position. Meanwhile, biological men dressing as women are presenting drag queen story hours to children in our public libraries.
So what do you think a drag queen is? A queen of dragons.
Just recently, the head of a drag queen story hour organization was arrested on charges of child pornography. But the transgender movement continues to force its way into society. Even corporate America is embracing the transgender agenda.
Sawyer also happens to be a transgender girl.
In Canada, the father of a biological girl, who is now transgender, faces 5 years in prison. His crime? Calling his biological daughter a girl and using feminine pronouns when referring to her, as well as violating a judge-imposed gag order on the case. And on it goes.
I think for the left, the end game is to impose gender identity ideology on the entire country. I think they will do very drastic things to impose their beliefs that a man can become a woman on the entire country. I do think you're also seeing that where these policies have been imposed, there have been very serious consequences, not only women and girls losing in sports, but even things like sexual assault happening when males are allowed into single-sex spaces. So in Georgia, there's a very sad case of a 5-year-old girl who was sexually assaulted in her bathroom at school because the school imposed a transgender bathroom policy on the school, and a boy was allowed into the girl's bathroom.
The Bible says that God made us male and female, one or the other, and biology tells us the same thing. But now we're told those things are irrelevant, and if the so-called Equality Act becomes law, the transgender agenda would also become law.
The Equality Act, they always have great names. The Equality Act is the most radical LGBT law that you could possibly imagine. It takes every sector of life and applies the most radical theories to us.
A great example of this is seen in the realm of female athletics. Biological males who claim to be female are competing against biological women in some states and are almost always winning. If the Equality Act becomes law, this would become a nationwide phenomenon.
With the transgender policies in sports, we're not only seeing that some boys are doing better than some girls, we're actually seeing biological men take world titles. That means they are dominating over every woman who plays in the sport. So the world cycling title is now held by a man who identifies as a woman. The world weightlifting record for women has been broken by a man. So what you see is when people impose this political correctness, it has real consequences. Real people get hurt. And in the case of gender identity, the people who get hurt the most are women and girls.
Many places that's already happening. We have litigation going on that in Connecticut for high school students and in Idaho for college students. ADF's the only one that's litigating those sports cases.
The Alliance Defending Freedom even has produced some short videos highlighting this injustice.
In July, girls, 100-meter final lane.
The first race that I competed against a transgender athlete was during my freshman year. And once the gun went off, the two transgender athletes took off flying and left all of us girls in the dust. I knew right then and there that some girls would be missing out on a great opportunity to succeed, and that women could be completely eradicated from their own sports.
On the way to a track meet in New York City, Alana and I were talking about what her strategy was going to be for the day, and she looked at me and said, "Mom, it really doesn't matter because I'm running against the boys today. I won't win." And she has a desire and a will to win that keeps her going, and she continues to work hard. But it was, as a parent, it's like a punch in the stomach to know that she had worked really hard to get where she was, and because she had to compete against boys, that opportunity to win was being taken away from her. Competing against boys in a female sport, that's just not fair.
They're 100% biologically male. Every cell in their body, they're all unanimous as to what their gender is. They're all saying, this guy is 100% male. But yet, he wants to compete against the women. The problem is, these women now, this isn't just theory, women are losing competitions that they have worked hard for years and years, to some guy who comes along and enters the contest and he wins the prize. He also may win the scholarships.
In 1972, the Civil Rights Act was amended to protect women from discrimination based on sex in education programs, including athletics. This is known as Title IX.
Title IX has been flipped. In fact, Title IX was enacted to give girls a fair shake in athletics, in schooling, in academics, and so on and so forth. And what we're seeing is a complete reversal, Title IX being used to try to erase women and really pull back and undo the advances that women have made in athletics and in education.
Well, transgender sports policies are incredibly unfair to women and girls, and they undermine the real purpose of Title IX, which was to create equal opportunities for women and girls in education through academics and athletics. But what these policies are doing already at the K-12 level and in universities is they are taking away opportunities for women to compete on a fair playing ground and to win titles and even to win college scholarships.
In addition to virtually abolishing women's sports, critics note the Equality Act could shut down many Christian schools and churches.
There are a lot of threats to Christ-centered colleges from what one might call the homosexual agenda, the effort to add sexual orientation and gender identity to non-discrimination rules. You must treat a biological male who believes himself to be female as if he were female. That means he gets to play on female sports teams, he gets to live in the women's dorms, he gets to use other private facilities that are dedicated to one sex or the other. That was a tremendously threatening move, certainly for our K-12 public school system, but for all the religious schools around the country.
Furthermore, the Equality Act could even legally prevent homosexuals and transgender persons from seeking help for themselves through faith-based counseling.
It will not allow parents to seek helpful psychotherapy for kids that have gender confusion. It's okay to have psychotherapy that encourages people to change their so-called gender expression. But if you want to, you know, if you're a boy and you want to be a boy and you're having troubles about it, you can't do that. Parents can't seek that kind of psychotherapy. And they only want conversions to go one way.
There are therapists offering regular therapy to clients with any type of problem, including the problem of unwanted homosexual attractions. And yet, legislators are picking out that one problem and saying, you can go to therapy for any other problem, but you can't go to therapy if this is your problem, if you have unwanted homosexual attractions. It's really quite shocking that we're at this place.
In short, the Equality Act would make it illegal to peaceably disagree with the radical LGBTQ agenda.
We ought to be able to speak the truth. Speak it in love, but speak the truth and not be punished by our own government. If the LGBTQ activists and transgender activists are part of that, get their way, they will effectively criminalize Christianity.
As we speak, the U.S. Senate is considering legislation that would enshrine this gender insanity into federal law. Indeed, the House of Representatives has already passed it. It's misleadingly called the Equality Act, and I need you to help us defeat it. Contact us to receive a petition for your two senators calling upon them to defeat this pernicious and anti-Christian legislation. The so-called Equality Act is an attack on our constitutional freedoms, and your senators need to hear from you on this so that they can stop it in its tracks before it becomes law under the Biden administration. Call, write, or visit us on the web using the information on your screen right away to receive your petition, sign it, and send it back to us as soon as possible before it's too late. God created the world by speaking it into existence, and He created us in His image. While we don't have the power to create ex nihilo out of nothing like God, our words have incredible power to shape and mold the world around us. And that's why so much of our cultural divide is a battle over language. And the hard left realized that many decades ago, and they used language to control us and to control the culture. Dr. D. James Kennedy saw this clearly, and he helps us see it clearly, too, in this portion of his message, Discerning Good and Evil.
In recent years, we have read and heard a good bit about the fact that we are involved in this country in a culture war. It is ultimately a battle of faith against unbelief. It's ultimately a battle for God or against Him. I want to talk to you today about three of the most crucial, critical terms that are being used and have been perverted, transformed, and changed into something altogether other than what they really are, and used to deceive the American people and to forward the attack against God and Christ and Christianity in this country. I hope you'll remember these words. You might even want to write them down. The first one is relativity. That's a word familiar to us all. Alan Bloom of the University of Chicago, in his blockbuster book entitled The Closing of the American Mind, in the first sentence of the very first part of that book, he says this: there is, quote, one thing a professor can be absolutely certain of, almost every student entering the university believes or says that he believes, that truth is relative. And the students believe one thing, and that is a big lie, that everything is relative. There are no absolutes. There is no moral truth that is absolutely true. There's no truth of any kind that's absolutely true. And that has led to all kinds of other evils as well, which moves us to the second point that I would like to discuss with you, to show you where that has gone from there. And the second word is the word tolerance. Now, all of us know what tolerance means. Tolerance means that you put up with or bear with people who hold to views or beliefs or values or lifestyle that you don't agree with. And if you're a Christian, or for that matter, even a gentleman or a lady, you will bear with them graciously and kindly. Even though you disagree with them, you will try to be tolerant and kind to them. This is what tolerance means. Not anymore. The new tolerance is that we are not only to put up with and bear with others who have differing views and values and habits and lifestyles and beliefs than our own, but we are to accept those beliefs, those values, that lifestyle as absolutely equal to and just as valid as our own. Therefore, you haven't got any religious beliefs that are any better than anyone else's, since, after all, everything is relative, and since your beliefs are not any better than theirs, and since your moral views are not superior to their moral views, no matter if they're a little more than an alley cat in their sexual lives, you cannot indeed impose your views upon them, which flows out of that. You must accept not only them, but you must graciously and kindly accept their lifestyle, their beliefs, their habits, as absolutely equal to your own. And if you don't, my friend, there are serious consequences that are waiting for you, because they go on and they have progressed even beyond what I've said, so that today they want not only your glad acceptance of all of their views, lifestyle, beliefs, and values and habits as equal with your own, but they want you to participate in what they do. They want you to endorse it and to participate in it. The third term, beside relativity and tolerance, is a one that we're all familiar with: discrimination. discrimination. Well, what shall we say about discrimination? The truth is, the only people they really want to discriminate against and rule out are Christians. That's the people they want to get rid of. You. Solomon prayed to God, and he asked God to grant to him an understanding heart that he may discern between good and bad. Now, the word discriminate comes from a root, discernere. That is from the root, sernare, which means to discern. Therefore, the word discern is the word from which discriminate comes, and they both mean virtually exactly the same thing. So, Solomon is praying that God would give him an understanding heart and the ability to discriminate between good and evil. Folks, we too need to pray that God would give us an understanding heart and the ability to discern between good and bad, between good and evil.
The left has redefined tolerance and discrimination, and they're moving toward criminalizing disagreement. There's no better current example than the so-called Equality Act, which is about anything but equality. This federal legislation has already passed the U.S. House of Representatives and is being considered now in the Senate, and it will make it illegal for a school to keep a biological male out of women's athletic competitions if he identifies as female, and will punish Christian businesses and schools for acting upon their Christian convictions. It's some of the worst legislation ever to be put before Congress, and I'm asking you to help us stop it in its tracks. We've written a petition to your two U.S. senators calling upon them to defeat the falsely named Equality Act. Contact us right away to get your petitions, fill them out, and send them back to us as soon as possible. This is an urgent matter, and time is of the essence. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 1154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339. Or call toll-free, 877-962-7677. Or go online to djkm.org. And when you contact us, if you are able to give a generous donation to help us continue this vital work, we will thank you by sending you the book, Confronting Lies and Hate, Responding with Truth and Grace, by longtime Christian journalist Robert Knight. The left has weaponized the word hate, using it to shut down debate and opposition. Christians have sometimes compromised their beliefs in order to deflect such criticism. This book will prepare you to stand strong, responding to lies and hate with truth and with grace. And if you're able to give a generous donation of $40 or more, we will send you the book plus our special DVD program, The Age of Gender Confusion. The left has launched such an assault on basic biology that it's almost dizzying. But this acclaimed documentary DVD explains the battle over gender in clear and lucid terms and shows you exactly what's at stake. That's the insightful book, Confronting Lies and Hate, as our thanks for your generous donation, and the book plus the DVD special program, The Age of Gender Confusion, as our thanks for your gift of $40 or more. And whatever you do, please make sure to contact us to get your petitions to your two U.S. senators calling upon them to stop the malicious so-called Equality Act, one of the greatest recent assaults on our constitutional freedoms as Christians. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 1154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339. Or call toll-free, 877-962-7677. Or go online to djkm.org. In a recent Senate hearing, Senator Rand Paul, a medical doctor, questioned Dr. Rachel Levine, the Biden administration's pick to be Assistant Secretary of Health and Human Services. Senator Paul asked Dr. Levine, who is transgender, about minor children who identify as the opposite sex. Paul wanted to know if Levine believed the government should intervene to override the parent's consent to give a child puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, or genital amputation surgery if the child is gender confused. Tellingly, Dr. Levine dodged the question. But this is no idle question. In Canada, where this ideology has permeated even deeper, a father has been imprisoned for speaking out against gender reassignment surgery for his 14-year-old daughter. He has been denied access to his daughter by the girl's mother and by doctors who are intervening to give the girl irreversible medical treatments to make her appear more masculine. The Supreme Court of British Columbia decided that the treatment was in the best interests of the child over the father's objections. And the High Court even said refusal to respect the child's decision regarding his gender identity is troublesome. Did you catch that? The government has stepped into this family's life on the very debatable questions of gender identity, ordered a treatment, and declared the father's traditional viewpoint the viewpoint of every reasonable person up until about 15 minutes ago to be troublesome. And they jailed him for refusing to obey an order to remain silent about it. The fact is, the transgender movement is based on a far-left critical theory and wants to impose barriers between parents and children as part of the complete undoing of the family unit. The undermining of traditional morality, gender roles, and family structure are not mere accidents in the pursuit of supposed justice. They are part of the overall objective of total revolution laid out by critical theory's Marxist founders. This ideology and the legal force behind it are coming to your place of employment, your local government, your school, and possibly your church. D. James Kennedy Ministries is here to help you be ready to courageously oppose this onslaught. D. James Kennedy Ministries is standing for truth and defending your freedom. I'm Frank Wright. Thank you for being with us. And here's a look at the next truths that transform.
So in a sense, these are reputational terrorists that are aiming to destroy those that are speaking truth into a culture.
That's next week. This has been a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries.